Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
In our last episode, I began by asking you to imagine God leaving you a note on your mirror that says, "Today will be a test." And we found that's exactly what God has to say to you in James 1:12. "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him." Hardships are a test. But a test of what? What is it exactly that God is testing? I mean, when you take an exam in school, it's to test your knowledge. If you put stress on some building material to test it for strength. A doctor might run some tests on your blood to see if you have cancer. What is it that God is testing today? When you get yelled at by your boss, or get a bad headache, or lose your cell phone, what are the trials of life designed to test?
Put gold in fire to test if it's really gold. If God puts one of us through a lifetime of trial and hardship, what is he testing? The answer is at the end of the verse. The crown of life goes to one category of people, those who love him. That's what's being tested. Your love for God. God will render a verdict on your life on judgment day, and it's going to go one of two ways. Either, "Yeah, that person loved me," or, "No, he didn't love me." That's it. And the way that's going to be determined is whether, in part, is by whether you determine, whether you persevered to the end. So you see why James makes it such a complex beatitude with all three of those descriptors? All three are essential. The prize goes to those who persevere, because that persevering shows that you pass the test, and the test is designed to see if you love God. God approves of those who love him, and that's seen in perseverance. That's why perseverance is so important. It's a matter of loving God. It's a function of loving God. Love for God is what causes perseverance to happen. See, this is, when the prayer at the beginning of the sermon, I said something like, how do you stabilize your life if you're unstable? How do you persevere? Don't tell me just to persevere. Tell me how to persevere. What do I do to get through this trial? Answer, love God. That's how you persevere. Love God. Because if you love God, see, suffering will just drive you closer to God instead of away from him. If you don't love God, suffering will push you away. That's why it's such a good test. See, two weeks ago, the Garretts got word, the devastating word, about their daughter. They lost their daughter. The following Sunday, last Sunday, they were here, worshiping. Why? Why? Why come to church and worship the God that just took away your 30-year-old daughter? Well, because they love God. They love him. They know he's good. They trust him. No matter what he does, they trust him to be good. They're like Job, who says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Whatever he does, I'm still going to trust him. What else am I going to do? They're like Peter, who, when Jesus asked, "Are you going to walk away too?" Peter said, "Where would we go? You're the one with the words of eternal life. There's no other option for us." The one who loves God says, "Look, if I have to be tortured, killed, whatever, so be it. I'm not walking away from the source of life." That's just not an option. Where would I go? There's nothing else in the universe for me. The person who loves God sees suffering for what it is. Now, listen carefully to this. The person who loves God sees suffering for what it really is. Suffering is really nothing more than lacking something that can only be found in God. Right? Isn't that what suffering is? When you lose something or some person that was making you happy, when that happens, the person who loves God thinks, "Wow, my problem now is lack of happiness. What's the solution to that problem?" There's one solution to that problem. More closeness to God, the source of happiness. God's my only source of happiness. He's the only source of joy. He's the only source of peace. He's the only source of strength and of life and health and wisdom and guidance and virtue and righteousness. He's the only source of well-being and safety and security and love and hope. All these things I'm trying to get from my relationships and from my stuff and from all my treasures. This stuff I'm trying to... He's the only source of that stuff. So when I lose those relationships and those treasures, I've got one place to go. The source. Right? It drives me to Him. But the person... So the person who loves God, when they suffer, they run to God. But the person who appears to be loving God and trusting God, but in reality they're just using God to get the stuff that they really love and trust, what happens when they suffer loss? They walk away because He's not working out. Right? That's why suffering is such a great test of love. You find out what you really love when you suffer. So, beloved, when you suffer, love God. Persevere. Don't give up. Don't give in to sin. Don't grumble. Don't complain. Don't get angry. Don't give in to discouragement. Don't despair. Don't doubt. Love God. Love God. Delight in Him. If devastating tragedy crashes into your life, love God. If you stub your toe, love God. If you get a flat tire in sub-zero temperatures on the way to a really important meeting that you can't be late to, love God. When you persevere through a trial, don't persevere because you're tough. Don't persevere because you're trying to show everyone what a great Christian you are. Don't persevere because you want to have some kind of martyr complex. Persevere because your heart loves God. It has no other choice than to continue to love God. Persevere because God is delightful. Whatever trial you're in, persevere through it because God is full of grace and mercy and love and wisdom and power. And patience, and glory, and strength. Persevere because He alone grants joy, and love, and happiness, and peace, and hope, and life. Persevere because He alone can answer prayer, and He alone can give forgiveness of sins. Persevere because He sacrificed His Son on the cross in your place to pay for your sin so that you could have life with Him forever. Persevere because there's no other food or drink that can satisfy the cravings of your soul anywhere. Only Him. Persevere for that reason. That's what it means to persevere out of love for God. If you persevere for those reasons and you pass the test, you will receive the crown of life. Crown of life.
Think about the last 24 hours. What hardships or disappointments did you face? Get some specific ones in your mind. Then imagine that right before each one of those happened, Jesus stood before you and said, "This thing that's about to happen, it's to test your love for Me." What difference would that have made? Now think of the day ahead of you, the next 24 hours. What are some hardships you're likely to face? What could you do right now to prepare so that you'll pass those tests?
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, download our free Food for Your Soul mobile app. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.